إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. Today in the Tarbiyah series we talk about the issue of the importance of worship to get close to Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala in Surah Al-Alaq, He said wasjud waqtarib. He said make sajda and come close to me. The importance of the sajda in getting close to Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. The sajda is the iconic image of the Muslim. Sajda is a position of complete helplessness. In the position of sajda, a person is completely and totally defenseless. In no other position are you completely defenseless. Even if you are lying flat on your back, on the ground, anyone who knows any kind of martial arts, knows that lying flat on the ground is one of the strongest defense positions. It's not helpless at all. If you know what to do with your hands and legs, you can do plenty of damage. But when you are lying in the position of sujood, where your face is on the ground, your head and your forehead and your nose is touching the ground, both your hands are flat on the ground, your knees and your feet are flat on the ground, you are completely helpless because you can't do anything. You cannot even see any threat that might be coming towards you. And you are completely helpless. And that's the reason why the sujood, the sajda, is haram to anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the olden days, the kings used to make people do sujood to them. This is haram. This is something which will put them into the hellfire without any doubt. Anyone who makes Rasulullah, sajda is a very big thing. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if a person makes another person stand, deliberately he makes him stand, as a mark of ta'zim, as a mark of respect for himself, meaning that if somebody comes and you make him stand, you don't give him a chair, you don't offer him a chair, you deliberately make him stand because you consider him to be lower than you, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, such a person will search for his own position in Jahannam. So what do you say about somebody who makes someone else do sujood to him? That's unbelievable. But this has been the practice of old, and I understand that there are people in the world today, even today, who allow this to happen and who insist that people make sujood to them. May Allah give them tawfiq, because if they die in that state, they will go into Jahannam. There is no doubt about this. There is a mistaken impression in the mind of some people that this sajda is what they call sajda ta'zim, sajda out of respect. And it is not the sajda of ubudiyat. All of this is from shaitan. All of this is from shaitan. There is no sajda ta'zim and sajda ubudiyat. The sajda is a position of ta'zim towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is not permissible for anybody else. And people take the dalil of Surah Yusuf, where Yusuf alayhi salam, his father and mother and his brothers, and the whole ayat regarding the sajda, the sharia of previous anbiya is not applicable to us. Whether they did or they did not do is not the question. Even if they did, it is still haram for us. So sajda is not permissible for anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very important to understand this. Now, to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore, the position is sujood. And as I said, the sajda, I call it the iconic position. It's the graphic symbol of the Muslim, because the position of the Muslim's whole life is in the sujood. Who is a Muslim? A Muslim is a person who is in submission towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the picture of submission? The picture of sujood. A Muslim is somebody who has made his entire life, all his desires, all his aspirations, all his goals, all his aims and objectives, subject to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like in sajda. So, any time the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes before the Muslim, what does the Muslim say? Sami'na wa ata'na. That's the ayat I recited in the second rakat in Fajr today. سَمَعَنَا وَعَطَانَا غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ. No argument. No argument. Oh Allah, we hear and we obey. We hear and we obey means we hear and we obey whether we like it or not. We hear and we obey whether we understand it or not. We hear and we obey whether it is fashionable or not. We hear and we obey whether anyone else likes it or not. We hear and we obey whether we become popular or unpopular. We hear and we obey. This is our position of a Muslim. سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ. The position of getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the position of sujood. And therefore, the ulama have said that the people who want to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must increase the amount of sujood. كَسْرَةُ sujood. They must do more and more sujood. Meaning, praying more and more nawafil. Of course, there are, for example, Tahiyatul Masjid is a nafil. Tahiyatul Wudu is a nafil. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Bilal bin Rabah radiallahu anhu, he said, when I was shown the Jannah in Mi'raj, I heard your footsteps in Jannah. I heard your footsteps in Jannah. What is it that you do where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you Jannah like this? And Bilal bin Rabah radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, whenever I make wudu, after I finish wudu, I make 2 rakat nafil salah. Tahiyatul Wudu. So Tahiyatul Wudu is a very important nafil. Whenever possible, let us try to do that. In any case, it's a good idea to always stay in wudu. Anytime the wudu is broken, immediately make wudu. Straight away, there's no need to wait. Right? Anytime, the minute the wudu is broken, make wudu. So you're always in a state of wudu, inshallah. And then when, inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the time comes for us to go, we go in a state of wudu. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, irrespective of whatever time it is. So therefore, Tahiyatul Wudu, a very important salah. And then, of course, the 2+2, Salatul Duha or Ishraq, as we call it, when the sun has come up. So, this is after the Mamnu Awqat of after Fajr, after that is over, when the sun has come up, when the light has become bright, then you pray 2 rakat, 2 and 2, 2 and 2 nafil. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, when you pray that 2 rakat, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will become your kafil, he will become the caretaker of your affairs for the day. And when we make this, the idea of doing this salawat and doing such sujood and doing ibadat is to do them with the complete understanding of what is this ibadah and also asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those things which he associated with that ibadah. Not just blindly, of course, inshallah, if we do. When we pray, Allah will give us a reward. There is no doubt about that. But the question is to enhance that. How to get more of this. So, before you make the 2 rakat salah, you say, Allah, you are going to become my kafil. You will become the caretaker of my affairs for the whole of today. Oh Allah, show me the signs of this today. Show me the signs of your qudrat in my day today. Today, this is a difficult matter that is coming up. Please, oh Allah, solve this matter for me. Even before I open my mouth, let the matter be resolved. Make dua. Make dua, nothing stops you from making dua. Make dua and then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So, kasratu sujood, doing more and more sajda. 2 rakat, as I said, when the sun comes up, 2 rakat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who prays those 2 rakat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become the caretaker of his affairs for the day. And who does another 2 rakat, after those first 2 rakat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reward of 1 hajj and 1 umrah. One accepted Hajj and one accepted Umrah. Imagine, 2 rakat of Nafil Salah and you're getting the reward of a Hajj and an Umrah. What more can we ask? So, let us try to maximize the Nawafil. And then, of course, there is the ulama have prescribed Salat after Maghrib and so on and so forth. See, they, even without going into the specific name of the salah and so on, just praying nawafil, as many nawafil as we can pray, except for the mamnu awqat, which is at sunrise, just before sunset, and when the sun is at its zenith, midday. Other than that, there is no prohibition. You can pray nawafil at absolutely any time of the day or night. So, make this into a habit and pray nawafil. As much as possible. And with the intention of this. The other important thing to do is when we are praying the Nawafil, is to work on perfecting the Salah. The idea of this Nawafil is not simply to just pray to Rakat, no. Perfect the Salah. Because now what happens normally you are praying Fard, you are praying behind an Imam and so on and so on. So, even if there is some fault in your Salah, inshallah Allah will forgive it. But other than that, there is no time to really correct that fault and so on. But in the Nafil, you are by yourself. You can pray the Nafil as long as you want. So, start the Nafil. Make Niyah, ensure that everything is perfect. Make Dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep your concentration and your dedication, khushu and khudu clear. I always, my Shaykh used to say, read Surah An-Nas, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, before you start Salah. Because the specific shaitan who brings the wasawis, the khannas, the surah is against the khannas. So therefore, read the surah and then you make your niyyah for the salah. So when you are doing the nafil, do that and then concentrate in the nafil to ensure that the nafil is perfect in every respect. And then what you do is you tell yourself that if I make a mistake, I am going to complete the nafil and I will pray two more. And if I make a mistake again, I am going to complete that. I won't break the salah in between. Complete the nafil. And then make two more. Beat the shaitan at his own game. The more he puts wasawis, the more number of nawafil you pray. And of course, Allah will give you a reward. Allah inshallah will give us reward, not only for praying, but He will give us reward for the effort that goes into this. So, this shaitan will run away. He doesn't want you to get that reward. So, he will run away and he will pray two rakat of nafil, completely free from all wasawis of shaitan, inshallah. So, the nafil is also a time to improve the quality of our salah. Try to perfect the quality of the salah. Because we are going before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How perfect should that be? Right? So, nawafil is the time to do that. So, kasrat sujood, inshallah. Let us try to practice this. Let us try to, as I said, remember that the sajda is not restricted only to the salah. The sajda is the position of the Muslim in his life or in her life. The position of the Muslim in his or her life is the position of sujood. Let us keep this in mind because this is the biggest problem. It's our nafs that comes in and tells us we know something is wrong but we still do it because the nafs tells us you are not in sajda. You are standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenging his authority. And believe me, it's not a safe thing to do. Not even try it, right? So, don't do that. Fall down in sujood. That is the position of safety as far as the human being is concerned. And what did Allah say with regard to that? He said, wasjud waqtarib. He said, make sajda and come close to me. I always used to wonder whenever I read this ayat, how can you do sajda and go close to anybody? You can't even move in sujood. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, stand up and run and come close to me, or come close to me, walk close to me, one can understand. I say, go in sajda and come close to me. Wasjud waqtarib. Make sujood and come close to me. How can you go close? You can't even move. And that is when I got the understanding that wasjud waqtarib is when you make sajda, Allah will bring you close to Him. Come close to me, Allah will bring us close to Him, inshallah. We ask Allah for this. So, therefore, the beauty of sajda is what? You get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is Allah Himself saying this. Wasjud waqtarib is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, make sujood and you come close to me. Live your life as if you are in sujood and you will be close to me. So, sajda as in ibadah, sajda as in our whole life, which is what the life of the Muslim is supposed to be and which is what we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.